Oh, hey, Fritzy. What's up, Daddy?
I'm having a meltdown.
Oh!
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, go ahead, Fritz.
All right, well, okay. So everybody wants to lecture me about things that I should be limited at doing.
Wait a minute. Who's lecturing you? Who's lecturing you? People?
We know.
People or person?
Uh-huh.
Well, person.
I just talked to him about this on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
So what, yeah.
What's going on, dude?
But then on the other hand, I'm good enough to have to watch a mom. So, you know, I mean, Jesus. I mean, people are lecturing me on one hand, and on the other hand, they're telling me that I can't do certain things.
What do you mean? So, like what? What happened?
Butt stuff?
Butt stuff. No. No, I mean, you know what it is, Will.
Is it the gun thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I talked to Lori. Did you hear me talk to Lori about this, Fritz, on Friday?
No, actually, I had called you.
Yeah.
And then I went outside, and I had talked to Lori later, well, the next day, and she said that she had called. She thinks I'm crazy for, I already have a gun, dude. I mean, what? I'm not insane.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me explain to Johnny what's happening. So
yeah,
Fritz got his stimulus check.
Hell yeah.
He was afraid he wasn't going to get one because he was on some sort of government disability.
I remember. He was mad, yeah.
But he got one, and he wants to... He's already spent $500 on pizza and booze and, like, Chinese food and stuff.
Very white trash, yep. but I can dig it, yeah.
He wants to invest in a pistol, a firearm for his home.
Okay.
And Lori is not bananas about that possibility.
Why?
Well, he has a condition with his eyes that he doesn't see very well, and,
okay,
and she's worried that...
More of a reason he needs a weapon. How's he supposed to hit somebody with a baseball bat?
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to kind of agree with Lori on this.
Because he might accidentally kill his sister
and
mom.
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
No.
If he were ever to need it, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But she said that you were going to get a surgery to repair your eyesight. Is that true?
What?
Yes. All I need is a cornea transplant.
Okay, well, why don't you wait until you get that and then get the gun?
Oh, yeah.
I already have a gun, dude.
I know, I mean, but maybe just... But you have like a musket, right? You don't really have a good one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so a blunderbuss, really.
Yeah.
No, it's .22 semi-automatic, but...
Oh, that's
no,
fine.
It's never even been fired, dude.
It shouldn't be, unless you go to a range.
Yeah, well, exactly, dude. I mean... Look, I'm not stupid, man. I'm 59 years old. I've never been in any trouble in my life. And, you know, I mean, I think I know how to handle myself,
I
right?
think he just wants to kill Lori. I think that's what this is about.
Yeah.
No, I want to make
who's
up to
in my house? It's me. I can't hear you. Pop, 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 pop. This damn burglar's crying and yelling my name.
This burglar keeps nagging me.
Ah! Why does Burglar have sex with me before I killed her?
Oh, man.
No.
A lucky guy.
Come on. Come on, dude. Man.
She
seriously.
Stole my penis.
Yeah.
I love her to death.
Death.
Yeah, death. You see that keyword that's in there?
Yeah.
Okay, I love her forever.
Oh, okay. Death is forever. Man, this guy is so transparent.
Mm-hmm. See?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
just get
geez.
When are you getting your surgery? Your cornea transplant.
Yeah, dude.
Well, as soon as I can get down to Tampa, you know,
Tampa. We call it Tampa.
Tampa down here.
Yeah. Oh, you know what you should do? Yeah. Here's what you do. Two birds and one stone. Have the eye doctor implant a gun in your eye. And then when you blink, you shoot a bitch in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like a superhero.
Yeah.
Come on, dudes.
What?
I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Look,
what's up?
I'm 59, man.
Yeah,
I've been around.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, I'm not stupid.
You said that also.
Yeah.
You do repeat things, though.
You're repeating yourself a lot, but yes.
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting grilled here.
Not
do
by
you
us.
Think, do you think that Lori would take you to Tampa in order to get your cornea transplant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why don't you do that and then buy a gun afterwards?
Yeah. Where do you buy corneas?
Well, I mean, I have insurance and stuff, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's just this plague.
Ooh.
Kind of put the kibosh on everything for
a
while.
Man, we're in Florida, dude. This ain't stopping anything. Go get your damn corneas. Now, do you have to wait for somebody to die to get a transplant? Is that why you want a gun? You want to kill somebody with good eyes?
No. They're going to be artificial corneas.
They have those?
Now, let me ask you this, Fritz. Yes. If you get the surgery to get the cornea transplant, does that mean that you will be not be eligible for disability anymore and you'll have to go back to work?
Ooh.
Wow. No, I don't think so. But if that is the case, I mean, I used to be a professional cook. I'm going to have to relearn a whole lot of stuff, man. I mean, and now everybody's got the smartphones and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm going to have to learn all that stuff.
Okay. So this is of no cost to you. You'll get the cornea transplant. It's covered under your insurance. And so I don't understand, like, what you're hesitating for.
Cause yeah.
To be able to see is just such a miracle. And that seems like it would be something that would be, I don't know, that you'd want to do immediately.
What if he's worried that he gets the cornucopias and Lori's not attractive with his eyesight?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. No, listen, what it is, dudes, is, okay, my mom has Alzheimer's, right? And she cannot be left alone. And for somebody to bring me down to Tampa. To have that appointment,
yeah,
somebody would have to watch my mom. We can't bring her with us.
Will and I will watch her.
Okay.
Just drop her off at the studio. We have open mics here.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. No, I'm teasing.
It'd have to be on a Friday. Friday's for Freestyle Friday.
Well, wait a second. What's the recovery time for a cornea transplant?
I think it's only like, I've already had cataract surgeries back in the day, but I think for the cornea thing is only like 30 hours, something like that.
I mean,
very specific.
Why don't you do it on a day when your sister has off so she can watch your mom?
Yeah, man.
And then you won't have to worry about it. You know,
okay, I'll hitchhike down to Tampa.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like Lori would probably take you if you're like, Lori, I'm going to
get
this surgery.
Yeah,
I want to see that fine ass.
She already offered it. She's a sweetheart,
yeah,
man. But
I'm just trying to figure out why you're apprehensive to get the surgery. It feels like you're making excuses. I mean, I don't want to nag you. I'm just curious.
Oh, no. You know, you're not the first person that said that, dude. But it's just a big ordeal. I mean, Lori already, I mean, she's such a sweetheart. She offered to come up here and take me there.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, she's not made of money, and she lives in Bradenton, and she can't really afford to come up here all the time because she's got a big-ass car, right? And she only gets 16 miles to the gallon, so I don't know.
What does she need, 40 bucks in gas? I'm sure we could raise that for her.
I'd give it to her.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're just apprehensive about this, and there must be a reason. I mean, so far these reasons are not good excuses. I mean, they're just.
I'm pretty apprehensive about anesthesia, dude.
Oh, there you go. The truth comes out now.
Okay, what are you afraid
of?
Yes.
I don't know. I've had it before,
yeah,
you know, and it's scary.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I just feel like the risk and reward is just such a... to be able to see, it would just be a miracle for you. It would be great.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, back in the day, you know, I got into a fight with a guy in New Orleans, and I got three steel plates and 13 screws in my face.
Ah, should have had him spit on you instead.
Well, I knocked him out, though.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm still badass. Handsome, though.
Yeah. I've seen your pictures.
All right. Hey, look, I don't know.
Do you feel
I'm
better?
I'm afraid of anesthesia.
It's not going to kill you, dude. I mean, could, but
I hope
probably
not.
I've had 11 surgeries, and I'm still here, and I'm fat.
Really? Why did you have 11 surgeries?
All kinds of stuff. I had my appendix out, my gallbladder out. I had a plate put in my finger. I had stomach surgery. I had tonsils. I had, all kinds of stuff my whole life.
Well, Jesus, dude. Hey, look.
Yeah. Oops. I just put them on hold.
Oh.
I know.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm trying to put Cherokee on hold at the same time.
Why is Cherokee calling back? Oh, Cherokee's know, probably wants to take Fritz to the doctor.
Oh, there you go. Hold on. Oh, hey, Fritz. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's all right.
That was Lori on the other line.
She's nagging.
Yeah. What?
That was Lori on the other line. She said, you tell that Ted Nugent gun-toting bitch that I'll take him to get his corneas fixed. That's what she said.
I do play a mediocre guitar.
I agree.
How do you know? No, all right. Look, I love you guys, man.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Bye, pal. It's meltdown time. All right, bye-bye. All right.
Wow.
Tracy Chapman faded him real quick.
Yeah.
Good God, man. I'm afraid of. Dude, do you want to see? Or do
Apparently
you not,
not
want to see?
That's what I want to know. Like, what the heck is going on? I really don't even believe in that. That's the reason. There's something else going
on.
My
vision is getting really bad over the last couple of years. I don't know what's going on with me, but yeah, I'm starting to squint. I think it's just old age. But I'm starting to like squint looking at my phone. I feel like a real jackass.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.